You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
September the 8th, 2021, the latest information about what we knew and what we were not being told by Dr. Fake regarding money going to the Wuhan Institute shows that he was lying before Congress. There was gain of function underway, and he had to know it, and money was being used for that. Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, said we're going to have some more hearings. And yes, when he finishes these hearings, in my opinion, he should have to go down the street and be arraigned in federal court. And, of course, he certainly should lose his job. The National Education Association sent a draft statement to the White House, including harsh criticism of the Centers for Disease Control masking guidance. The teachers union had been pushing a version with a softer tone, but the CDC clarified its guidance to indicate everyone should be masked. Either way, it shows further coordination between the White House and teachers unions. The watchdog group Americans for Public Trust had obtained these emails through a Freedom of Information Act request. And the head of the World Health Organization is calling on rich countries with large supplies of coronavirus vaccines to refrain offering booster shots through the end of the year. He said, I'm appalled by the leading association of pharmaceutical manufacturers who said vaccine supplies are high enough to allow both booster shots and vaccinations in countries where a lot of people still haven't been vaccinated. And, of course, the FDA and CDC told the Biden administration you shouldn't really be trying to do booster shots this soon. And COVID mandates continue at every turn almost. In Arizona, a COVID-19 vaccine mandate that was handed down by the Tucson government for its employees was ruled by the Arizona Attorney General to be unconstitutional. Unconstitutional. That's in Tucson. Speaking of mandates, there's a student at Rutgers University who takes remote classes only by computer. He lives 70 miles from the school. He does not go to the actual school facility, and they're demanding that if he wants to stay enrolled, he has to have a vaccination. He said, I don't even go to the school. I don't go to the campus. Well, virus like COVID could sneak into your computer, I guess. Is that what they're trying to say? Earlier in the first hour, we were talking about more reaction to the Supreme Court ruling that the Texas abortion law, the heartbeat law, that you cannot have an abortion if there's a detectable heartbeat, which can happen as early as 6 weeks. Some have been trying to say, well, that's going to be the destruction of Roe v. Wade. An expert I had on the other day, and again today, another one, constitutional law expert John Turley said, if you think that's going to happen, it's absolutely loony. This is just built upon this case. Well, though no one should be surprised, but Biden missed a deadline last night, a deadline set by Republican senators who wanted to know the exact number of Americans and green card holders and special immigrant visas who remain in Afghanistan. We want a full, accurate number. They don't have it. They're not going to have any time soon. Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee probably summed it up for everyone watching this happen. The Biden administration is clueless. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how even the state-controlled media is turning around and biting Biden's hand. Oh, and for all those who were all so big about, you know, the we need to honor women, we need to honor the death of George Floyd and everything. You need to know what the Taliban did. Taliban have been painting over various murals that were victory slogans for the Afghan government, and also a mural of George Floyd painted over it. They don't care. Oh, President Biden continued his bizarre habit of implying his handlers call the shots. He concluded remarks in honor of labor unions by saying what he was supposed to. He said, I'm supposed to stop and walk out of the room. Who's running the show? It's not him.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Heat Bat Production.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You cannot defend the execution here. This has been a disaster.
It's just unconscionable for them to get it that wrong.
And this is about leaving hastily and ineptly. Secretary Blinken, how did President Biden get this so wrong?
This president and his indifference to things he was warned about put us where we are, and that's a fact.
He's lost the competency high marks that he was getting at one time.
Does President Biden not bear the blame for this disastrous exit?
It's a failure, and he needs to own that failure.
I supported President Biden. I did campaign, and this is the first time in my life that I regret my decision.
That's a collection of state-controlled media, as I call them now, since Biden and the Democrats control the White House and both houses of Congress. But at this point, the state-controlled media, the hounds are loose, and who let the dogs out doesn't matter. They are biting the hand that had been feeding them, like Biden and others. They're not hurting Kamala right now. Who the hell knows where she is anyway? She has... She's kind of like the Amazing Kreskin. She just disappeared. And of course, remember, he gave her the job of taking care of the border crisis. He probably figured, that's the biggest thing I'm going to have to deal with. And, you know, I got Afghanistan out of control. No big deal. But he did complain. I have to have everybody out by May 1, because that's what Trump said we would do. So I was kind of handcuffed that less than 3 months into office, I was going to have to do that. So I said, we're going to do it September 11. Why September 11? Well, of course, that marks the 20-year anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. And he thought it looked great to do that in U.S. flag flying over the embassy in Kabul on that date as we leapt. But the Taliban said, no, we want you out here by August 31. And Biden, being the strong president he is, said, okay. And then it just began to become a shambles. You have to keep in mind what happened. We shut down Bagram Air Force Base about 30 miles outside Kabul. It's not easy to get to. You certainly, if you're going to walk there, you're going to have to plan for a few days to get there for some people. Maybe you could do it in a day. But it was not as easy as being in Karzai International Airport, right in the middle of Kabul. And there were reports that the Taliban supposedly was offering Biden and saying, do you guys want to hold the city or just the airport for right now? And if that's the way it went down, I want to know who the hell made the decision. No, we'll just take the airport. Because when you don't control the city, well, then the Taliban control the city. And folks could not get to the airport, and they were worried the planes are going to leave, and they knew they needed to get out because they knew what the Taliban rule was going to be like. It was going to be exactly what they had been doing. Beheading, execution, raping, and then forcing the victim of the rape to marry her rapist. And Sharia law would be imposed, and women, if they'd been judges, they're going to look them up and shoot them, execute them. If they'd been a member of a police force, they were going to execute them, because women are not supposed to do that. Where are the AOCs and the progressives and the Muslims that exist in our Congress who are always saying, we got to stand for these rights? Where are you? What have you had to say? And women are being hunted down. And a girl's school burned all the records of all the names and everything of the kids so no one could know if they went there or not, unless there are snitches nearby, and there will be a lot of that going on. And you heard some, and I'm going to let you hear some more in a minute, of the state-controlled media dogs deciding this is Biden's fault. By God, for once, they're telling the truth. Because it didn't have to go down that way. Trump had set May 1 as telling the Taliban, our plan will be to get out by May 1, all of us, leaving no boots on the ground there, but you had to meet certain conditions. And he made it very clear, and if you violate those conditions, if you harm one U.S. soldier, the deal is off and we'll come after you, and we know where you live. And they decided to just sit still and be quiet. Now, I'm sure they are making plans come May 1 after the troops leave. We're going to create all hell and havoc anyway, but no sense pushing against Donald Trump. Oh, but then the election came. And according to the final tabulations and the Electoral College count, Biden won. And then the Taliban said, we don't have to stick to any deadline or previous agreements. Top Democrat pollsters and strategists already also recognizing how the Biden administration is failing, and not just on this, but everything. One pollster talking to Politico said Biden's presidency has turned into chaos with few, if any, redeeming features. Pollster Paul Machen was the one being quoted. He had worked at one time with Jimmy Carter and Howard Dean. He said, there's no good news here. This is all on his watch. You can argue what he's doing or not doing, but it's almost irrelevant. If things are chaotic and wrong, it ain't going to help him. Another Democrat strategist also told the Politico that Biden was supposed to be a return to normalcy. Instead, normalcy, of course, according to, because we had Trump, we wouldn't have a crazy guy in the White House, as many were saying. We got a guy now that not even sure where he is, when he is. And it is chaotic. A Washington Post, ABC News Washington Post survey found Biden's approval rating on handling the Chinese coronavirus, which he said, I'll take care of all that for you. That's even cratering. One strategist said when Biden was elected, it was supposed to be, oh, well, the adults are back in the room to take charge. We got rid of that Trump. It turns out, he said, we can't do anything. Any Democrat strategist who thinks this is not going to impact, and please listen here, please listen. Any Democrat strategist who thinks all of this is not going to impact the midterms or impact Biden being elected, clearly they don't know what the F they're talking about. Then you got a former Biden pollster describing just the month of August. Just the month of August. She said a month of really bad news and a month of unpredictable news that's made the public very depressed. It's been everything. Fires, hurricane, Haiti, Afghanistan, COVID. It's the economy. It's going back to school. But the thing in most cases, people don't blame Joe Biden for this. And in some areas like COVID, they still think he's doing a good job. But she's saying, you're a fool to do it. Even Harry Reid advisor and Democrat consultant Megan Jones said the Biden presidency feels like the apocalypse. Whether it's coronavirus, Afghanistan, floods, or fires. As you know, Biden has been looking for any way to distract from what he can't do about coronavirus, and also what he can't do about Afghanistan, or actually detract from what he has done, which is really bad, and led to blood on his hands, the way we've handled that. So he's more than glad to tour hurricane areas and then go up to New Jersey where people had mass floodings, and lives have been lost in those cases as well. But I've always told you that when a president does that, even if they're not trying to escape some other issue and they're just trying to draw attention here, even just being there, it's mostly a photo op. They don't need to see personally what it is. They've got advisors. They see pictures. They know what it's like. But it gives a semblance of the man is here or the woman in the future. And supposedly makes folks feel a bit better. But that didn't work in New Jersey. People were yelling at him across from the barricades as he's going around saying, I'm going to take care of all you people and we'll help you out. And the people across the barricades are yelling, he isn't going to help you out. He's going to abandon you like he did Americans in Afghanistan. Biden's reaction, they don't know what they're talking about. I mentioned in news and commentary, 26 Republicans gave President Biden until 5 o'clock Eastern yesterday to give the public a full, unclassified accounting of who's been left behind after we evacuated Kabul. And we do want a detailed account of the vetting process of Afghan refugees who are not SIVs or green card holders, and whether they were evacuated the U.S. with any pending immigration status. They didn't get any of that. None of that. They haven't gotten any of that. But what you do have going on right now is you've got Secretary of State Blinken. He's trying to act like, hey, we're not responsible for all these flight delays getting out of Kabul Air Force Base. We don't control the base. The Taliban does, so the Taliban are blocking our flights, and it's not a hostage-like situation. Well, then what the hell would you call it? And supposedly, and we're not naming some of the nations where we're flying some of these folks now, but they've been told you cannot leave until we give you clearance, and you can't go to this, can't go to that, and you cannot fly direct to America, assuming they would be able to. And then you've got is something that folks say, this has got to be a parody, right? The Biden administration is concerned because the Taliban government is all men, no women. What did they expect? The Taliban said, women, it's going to be different this time around. Nobody expected a woman was going to get a position of power, not even be a spokeswoman. You can call and shout all you want in this country, but it's going to be an all-male Taliban government. And in fact, one of the leaders sent word out and said, we don't need the U.S. to tell us how to build our government. And on top of that, four of the main leaders of the Taliban government were those released from Gitmo in exchange for deserter Boy Bergdahl. When Obama set him loose, we turned these four loose. It all comes back. All comes back to haunt you one way or the other. And then, of course, we look at what's happening inside this country. And young people are drinking the Kool-Aid. And it's got to stop. That story when we continue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Our universities are teaching people totally deranged ideas, anti-democratic ideas, and it's not just that they're far-left ideas. They're ideas that are untethered to reality, dealing with race and gender and trans issues, for example, things that revolve around identity. They're teaching people these ideas. They're not hearing other sides of the coin. So they're all in their little safe spaces. They don't hear anything. And then when they do encounter something, they're so brittle, he's a Nazi. He's got to be a Nazi. Punch him. We got to overthrow the fascists.
Boy, he's right about that. That is Portland State University professor Pete Boghossian, who has resigned in an open letter. And he's accusing the administration of fostering an environment hostile to intellectual inquiry and dissent. He is a philosophy professor. He's a known critic of woke ideologies. But he said the university at Portland has created now a, quote, social justice factory. He said, I never once believed, nor do I now, that the purpose of instruction was to lead my students to a particular conclusion. My God, here is a university professor saying, I want to educate them. I want to show them different things, not indoctrinate them, and help them make sound decisions. But what we've got now, he said, is a social justice factory. I'm going to let you hear some more from him in just a moment, but what he's saying is we know that's going on. We're all seeing that. And he mentioned that they want their safe spaces. You remember the stories. I've told you several stories like that where in some colleges, this before we got deep into the woke cancel culture. This was 5-plus years ago. We were just seeing the fringe of just the tip of that iceberg at the time. Oh, but they're too, they need a room where they can sit with crayons and a coloring book and just kind of, I feel safe and just get lost in crayon smelling or eating or coloring, whatever they were doing. what would our nation be like if that's the kind of young people we had when World War II came? It's a rhetorical question, and yet it's a very legit question, and it's one that, well, I wouldn't be here doing this program, that's for sure. I would have been shot already. Many of you as well. There was a former Antifa leader at Portland University who was asked about his thoughts about what the professor Boghossian had to say. And when you listen to this former Antifa leader, oh, yeah, yeah, they knew the game plan. They knew how to get them involved. But he realized, I'm walking away from this nonsense.
Fascists. It has to do with the fact that so many college administrators and college campuses that allow Antifa to work under their noses. We don't allow ISIS to recruit on college campuses, and we should not allow Antifa to do that.
That's right. Colleges are allowing Antifa to recruit on college campus. If you want to hold a Christian Bible study, that's a little far. You don't want to do that. Oh, you want to have a gathering of Jewish students? Oh, no, 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 no. You want to have a gathering of Chicano students or Latinx, which many of them don't even like that term anyway. Well, yeah, you could probably do that. You want to have a gathering of white men and women? You can't do that. It's all decided on a culture basis that they decide is wrong. I want you to hear more from the professor that said, I've had it. Here's my letter of resignation. I want you to hear more from him about how the university encourages not education, but indoctrination. Oh, and how the mainstream or state-controlled media reacted when Biden called a black man a boy.
Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
It's a fact that Ackerman Toyota is improving the local community. Jay Ackerman had a vision, and you can see the Ackerman Toyota dealership created a beautiful showplace at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota, sponsoring the next segment, new or pre-owned. Ackerman Toyota, for life.
This ain't no place for no hero. This ain't no place for no middle man. This ain't no place for no hero to call home. This ain't no place for no.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
These are coming from very specific departments. The nucleation point would be women's studies, gender studies, anything with the word studies in it. But when you look at it in terms of race or gender, and you train people to perennially think about grievances, they've been aggrieved, how can we overthrow this, there's oppression everywhere, you create some very unhappy, very dyspeptic people who manifest that through physical violence and silencing others, right? These are not people, these are not open-minded people who like to listen to you and engage ideas. The university explicitly states at Portland State University's Women's Studies page, the word activist or some variant thereof is found 7 times. We are creating activist students. And what are they activists for? They're activists to find grievances in literally everything.
Boy, did he nail it. And with that, he walked out the door and didn't let it hit him in the butt on the way out because he was done. That's a Portland State University professor, Peter Boghossian, a philosophy professor, a well-known critic of woke ideologies. He said, can't take it anymore. We're just done with this stuff. We're not educating these kids. We're indoctrinating them. And as he said, we're basically teaching them to be activists. And by activists, we're teaching them to look for anything you can suddenly decide, oh, that's not fair. Something happened there. That's a white privilege issue. Or that's a anti-women issue. Or it's anti-whatever. So he submitted his letter of resignation. And when he said about the others, how they're silencing those who might have an opposing view, in other words, they're not really getting a chance. When you go to college and universities, you should be challenged on your views. You should be learning how to defend your views and know what you're speaking of and how to defend it, and or learn that maybe you were wrong, maybe the other side is right, but you're open to an exchange of ideas. You may never agree with the other side, but it's part of the experience of life when you get down to it. This program, a lot of folks say, so Larry Connors USA is a conservative program, isn't it? I say, you can call it that. Oh, Larry, you don't call it that? No, I admit it's conservative. I lean conservative. I also have some independent views that some conservatives also embrace. I have some, just between us now, I even have some liberal views. Oh, now many on the right say, oh, no. Yeah, I do. I've discussed them before, and we'll do it again in case you missed it. But I don't think everything should be seen just as black or white. There are certain things that certainly fall into that category. If you're going to kill someone just for the sake of the joy of doing it, then that's wrong, obviously. If you killed them in self-defense for you or your family, then I have no problem with it. I'm mainly with this program pushing 100% patriotism for this nation. And that's something that has been under attack in our schools. The U.S. should, people are too nationalized. You should believe in your country. You should want to, whether or not you decide to serve in the service, you should believe that this is a great country. If you don't, you're welcome to leave. But how many others are trying to get in here, even illegally, if they can? The professor, as he began to speak out about it, and others have often joined him, but this time he said, I've been already the subject of harassment, false accusations, because I did speak out. Pardon me, I did speak out about issues with the university's promotion of critical race theory. He concluded his letter by arguing Portland State had failed in reminding people freedom is to question is also a duty. He said, Portland State University has failed in fulfilling this duty. In doing so, it has failed not only its students, but the public that supports it. This institution is no place for people to intend to think freely and explore ideas. And he walked away. Well, of course, the Portland University and those that didn't like this guy, good riddance. That's one less conservative-leaning professor. And whether or not he's conservative, that's not what he's saying. He's just saying we're an education facility, not an indoctrination facility. But that's what they're making it. And, of course, we have seen already different standards for different people. It is sometimes called, what's that H word? Let me see, hippopotamus. No, not that one. Happy birthday. No, it's an H word. It's a hypocritical. Yeah, there we go. I knew I'd find it. I'm like Biden. I just take my watch. I'll find it. Give me a chance. And hypocrisy reigns supreme. And one of the more clear examples of that just happened involving President Biden and how it was handled by the state-controlled press, as I refer to them now. Not mainstream, state-controlled. During a briefing of Hurricane Ida relief efforts, President Joe Biden is talking about some of the other folks that are there, one of them being a senator, and the other, Cedric Richmond, who's the director of public engagement at the White House. Here is how Biden described him.
And I'm here with my senior advisor and boy who knows Louisiana very, very well, man, and New Orleans.
He said boy. He corrected it to man. I made a mistake probably about, I want to say, 4 or 5 years ago. There were some young men visiting their grandmother where I live, and I saw them, and they were kids. They were 12, 13, something like that. And I said something about, hey, how you boys doing? Well, I'm looking at them as in age, they are a boy, not a man yet. But I got thinking, you know, I'm going to be more careful about that because certainly I didn't mean it that way. So the next time I said, hey, how are you young men doing? You know, I thought, there's no problem for me. I mean, I just want to make sure that I don't think they didn't take it that way. And to my knowledge, they didn't complain to Grandma because she never complained to me about it. But I thought, you know, okay, that's never meant that way, but why not go the extra step and just say young men? I want to ask Quentin in a minute. We're going to play. Well, in fact, let's play it back one more time right now with Biden making that remark about Cedric Richmond, the director of public engagement at the White House.
And I'm here with my senior advisor and boy who knows Louisiana very, very well, man, and New Orleans.
Yeah, he quickly changed it. He knew what he did. But what happened with that remark, it got the state-controlled media just walked away from it. But Project 21 co-chairman Horace Cooper, a black man, Project 21 is to empower black Americans to learn they can do more with their lives, entrepreneurship, and so forth. And he had a reaction.
We're told, we're drilled, every corporate boardroom, all kinds of media narratives tell us that there's certain language that just can never be used, and when it is, it's poisonous, and there have to be consequences. Here you have the President of the United States using the very language that we're told can never be used, would never be appropriate, and yet, other than programs like yours and a couple of others, there's nary a peep about it. It is so hypocritical.
And then Cooper raised a question.
If the phrasing boy is nearly as poisonous as we're told that it is, why hasn't former Congressman Richmond responded? Why haven't all of those voices that always tell us that they're championing the interests of blacks, why haven't they condemned the president? It is really, really telling that it turns out there's a lot more concern about what party is involved when conversations take place than the actual language.
Did he nail that? He absolutely did. And he was appearing on the RT program called Eat the Press, and the host then asked Project 21 co-chairman Horace Cooper, well, the anchor made a point, and then hear Cooper's reaction. And the reaction was, just like I said, where's the hypocrisy there? Truly. But like you said, it's not race, it's politics too many times. Coming up, more examples of the state-controlled media saying Biden is clueless.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Walk out the door, just turn around now. You're not welcome anymore. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The idea that President Biden ordered 2,500 service members out and now is sending up to 5,000 service members back in, does that not on its face show that the exit was ineptly planned?
Just a thought. Maybe we should have checked with the Afghan army if they had the will before we gave them the tools and the weapons, because now the Taliban has the will and the weapons.
This remains very much a disaster. And one of the contributing factors here is when you listen to the president, he is saying things that simply do not comport with the reality that we are seeing with our own eyes.
You know, I think it's devastating to President Biden's international credibility and to the credibility of the country that he leads, the United States of America, as we go around the world.
Will the Democrats have his back the way the GOP had Trump's back in low moments? Nope. Not judging by this week.
That's a reaction, and the last one of Chris Cuomo of CNN. And then you heard a collection of other leftist voices who have turned on the president, admitted that he has totally messed up Afghanistan, the withdrawal. And, of course, the State Department continues to insist that we're going to be very careful as to who we're going to let into the country, these special visa applicants that often are members of the Afghan community that helped our troops during the time. But they're also saying, Secretary of State Blinken said, we're doing all of our accountings on the back end after they arrive in the U.S. That does not seem like the right timing, does it? Now, there's another reason. The plane's not taking off at some of the airports, and we got Americans on board some of the planes. They're not being allowed to take off because we're talking about a civilian airport. Taliban now controls it. But then there's also concern that, well, we also have some Afghans on board. If they have been fully vetted, would they take control of the plane and have another 9/11 if they have an opportunity? This has not been planned at all. But again, Blinken said, we're trying to get people out as fast as we can. We're working round the clock to vet people. No, you're not. No, you're not. And you could certainly separate Americans out, get them out immediately anyway. And yes, I don't want to leave behind our Afghan allies that were there with our troops. I don't want them left behind any more than one of why wanted one of our K-9 unit left behind, because they were important and vital in our war as well. They're not really doing proper vetting. You can tell you all day long they're working around the clock. And if they are, let's just say, okay, Larry's wrong. They are doing absolutely everything. If it's getting to be that tough for them to come here, and we don't know yet how many they're going to end up bringing in yet. We're talking about 50, 100,000, maybe 150,000. And if they're all going to become good citizens and become part of our culture and share some of their culture, that's great. We're all for that. But they're coming here to carry jihad out. But, of course, then again, if they're not able to get on the plane, not able to leave that way, they know we're not doing any vetting on our southern border. No, there's no vetting down there. This is a stupid administration in so many ways. I'm not talking about simply because it's a Democrat or it's Biden. You tell me, even if you're the most ardent Democrat, even a liberal Democrat, you justify to me that you want to make sure everyone coming out of Afghanistan is not going to be a terrorist, but you had no problem with our southern border where folks are walking across on a daily basis. And we've already caught numerous Mideasterns mixed in with the caravans because they found their way to either Central America or the Northern Triangle or Cuba and then into Mexico, and they're just mixing in with the caravans and working with the coyotes and getting access. The next 9/11 type disaster probably will not be a plane. It will probably be a phone call made on a certain day, and all these cells that have infiltrated our nation will be activated on that day.
I pray to God I'm wrong about that. But we've been not bothering to really vet and check people coming across the border in the last few months with the Biden administration. And so if you really want to believe they're doing everything proper, reference the Afghans, and that Blinken said, oh, we're doing all the accounting on the back end once they're in the U.S. Does that make sense? I'm just, really, does that make any sense? May I volunteer an answer? I want to answer it. I want it. Class, does that make any sense? You, yeah, Larry, you got your hand up. What do you say? I say no. Hell no. Larry, go to the principal's office. Didn't like one of those words. What? Which word? The no or the hell? Which one? Or all of them? Hey, as always, I appreciate you joining us. Let your friends and neighbors know. This program is exploding with listeners right now because of you, and I thank you. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.